sum above. So it starts off with the halachas of Shaul, the halachas of Shaul in that year of Meshav Nehat Kovid, which Mishmur points out that doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Most places which we're not so to necessarily do these things, it's not considered bizoyan, etc. We're not responding. If a person was mafsik for these type of things, which he wasn't supposed to, but if he did, so the halachas are totally in Shal Kedelik Meres Kuloi. There's actually, if you look at the Ber Heitev, the Ber Heitev brings a shita that the hetter over here is to say one word, the Shalom. That's the hetter. So the Mishabur doesn't seem to say that, but he said it gets involved in the Dinah Shal Kedelik Meres Kuloi. Unless you daven very fast, and that Shalom was very slow, very difficult to figure that the word Shalom should be Kedelik Meres Kuloi. Your whole Brichos Piyashma was a that Shalom! Anyway, I don't know, I doubt that that's Pshat.
You have a lot of people coming over all at once.
I guess it's possible. In a year, I guess a lot of people that you're scared of. Mishra doesn't mention that limitation. Just in the Shalom, it doesn't talk about it so much. It's hard to know. Okay, person should not be mafsik in the pasuk of Shema or in the praise of Baruch Shem, unless he's worried that the person is going to kill him. Chas v'shalom. Person should not be mafsik in Shema and Baruch Shem. Even to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Boruchu. The Bir Halacha raises a question on it, why that's so, but that's how it's brought out in Halacha, but the Bir Halacha, he challenges that maybe you should be allowed to be Ma'asik to answer. Doesn't understand why not, but he by Sarki and Gadol Ma'isa, but in the Mishabur, he still says you don't do it. A person that put on Talis and Tefillin, and he now got Talis and Tefillin, Brichos Kriya Shema, he puts it on Bein HaProkim. So according to the Ramah, he would make the bracha on the talis after davening. And the tefillin makes a bracha on then. Mishnah Berurah points out later on that it would seem to him that it's kedai in that situation just to make a bracha, one bracha on tefillin instead of two. So you just make a bracha on the tefillin, not the bracha of al also. Even if he did say the bracha of al, he would not say baruch shem. Person's holding the middle of the first or second brach, he should wait till Ben HaProkim to put it on. He gets his tefillin and talis and tefillin by Emes of Yatsiv. So he puts it on then. He makes it just a brach of Lohaniach. And, or same thing in the middle of Kriyashma, he would put on tefillin then and say the brach, just the brach of Lohaniach. For Kaddish, we interrupt. For Kaddish, we interrupt and you answer Yeshmir Rabba and the main of the Amiron Ba'Oma. For Kedusha, you say Kedosh Baruch, and that's it. By Baruch Hu, you say Baruch Hashem. Now, Baruch is a Torah. So, this interesting, Mishabura seems to be that Bein HaParokim, he holds the Chayil world, you can only answer a limited amount of a main. Mishabura is actually Machriya that you could answer any main Bein HaParokim. So you'd answer main to the, if it's in case a person's Bein HaProkim, he would answer main to the bracha of Birchas, person getting an aliyah, he would answer main to the brachas also. By Moedim, you say Manam and Atalach, and the main the case where you're limited either during the Emsa Perik or according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Chayotim, even Bein HaProkim, you just answer main or Kelak Kodesh or Shemayat Tefillah. Mishnah Berurah points out, in the middle of, you're allowed to answer main and Emsa. You're on a kadosh, whatever it is, the emsa perik. You get to the last words, Baruch Atah Hashem. You'd say hamaras. You obviously don't interrupt in the middle of that. If a person would interrupt right before the bracha, the chasima, so the person should say the last phrase of the chasima before the chasima again. The amein of Berachas Kahanim. The Mershon points out that whether it's a chiyuv and a tibur to answer, so a person would say a main by Erecha Yair and Yisa, the main a person would say even Bamsai Parak. Person gets is called to get an aliyah. Shechan Erecha Shitas, he doesn't go up. Mishabur brings that the Shitas, that we do go up. You would not go up in the middle of the pasuk of Shema or Baruch Shem, so you go up, but you can't interrupt them. So you finish the pasuk, and then you would say Brichos HaTorah. If you get to the end of a parak, you should do so. You don't make the sibur wait because of that. you do not read with the Balkare. The person gets an Aliyah, Mil Birchus Kriya Shema, and the gals, the person gets a Mil of Hallel. That's happened to me more than once. Rosh Chodesh, I'm still holding the Mil of Hallel, and they get an Aliyah, so you don't read, even though normally you're supposed to read with the Balkare, you go to a Shema Ko'ina with the Balkare, you do not say, you're not read along with him. Oh, sorry, we'll get to that.
But Ben Birchus Kohanim, is that a real Birchus Kohanim, or even...
Real Birchus Kohanim.
Not what we do.
No, it's true, yeah. Or, you know...
With Kohanim.
With Kohanim. What we do is, you know, we don't say answer men anyway. I don't know if it's wrong, but Ken Yerotzim, we say. Okay, a person who's Bamsa Kriyashon, you should not call up the Chachila, even if he's the Kohen. We prefer not to call him up. It's just saying, if you did call him up, he would go up. And you call up Yisobim Kam Kayin. If he's been a prokim, then you would call him up. And it is preferred. Mr. Burr suggests in a situation where he's not going to be called up, he should walk out of the Beis HaKnesses before they call him up. The same thing by Levi. If there's one Kayin, there's only one Levi, and Levi is holding Mil Birchus Kriya Shema, he should walk out. You call this Kayin a second time. This is a situation I've never had, but I actually have seen it happen. How's that possible? I don't know. Okay. But if you have no Balkari available, no Balkari is a holding Birchus Kriya Shema, so he would be mafsik to Lane. I didn't offer. Okay. So he should get to the end of a parak if possible. What are the Ben HaProkim? Ben HaProkim is between the first bracha and the second bracha, between the second bracha and Shema. The first paragraph, the second paragraph, second paragraph, the third paragraph. Between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, the person should not be mafsik. You should wait till after. That's considered Bamsar Perak already. So you're not mafsik between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes. And then once you're at Emes, you're holding Bamsar Perak. The Mishabur brings it's better to say that you should say the phrase Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'yatziv together, because V'yatziv is going back on that phrase also. Okay, it's fine. The Ramah holds that you say a main on the Bruch of Gal Yisrael. If that came out that you finished before the Chaz and you hadn't finished on Esrei in that situation, you would answer a main. There are those who agree that you should not do so. So he suggests that the Eitzah is for Ashkenazim, the Eitzah would be to finish together with the Shatz at the same time. So for Ashkenazim, they don't answer a main in that situation. And therefore, not Machu answer him in the situation, so you wouldn't answer. Or you start your Shemoneh Esrei slightly before the Shatz. Interesting, there's many of some yeshivas that have that the Chazan finishes off the bracha quietly, if there's no Shaila. It's mentioned already a few hundred years ago. They bring up this idea. Rishon Zalman is not comfortable with it. It's not proper derech eretz to the bracha. So a person would say it out loud. Interesting, Rav Henkins itself held that it's a problem. Because we put the chazan up there, the real idea of the chazan up there is there's a concept called parashal shema. Person is there to be mitzvah to the tzibur. So even though we're not serving on it, he shouldn't lose that status which originally the chazan wants to put him up there for. So the ikar din to be mitzvah to the tzibur is supposed to hear from him at the beginning and the end of each one of the brachas. So he says at least the person should to say it b'davka quietly, you're not fulfilling that. Now, I see people which are Makba, and they call me that they're going with their Henkin. They're going with their Henkin, they have to say the beginning of each one, and the end of each one of all three brachas out loud. So they have to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yetzer Hara, Chesh, Aseh Shalom, Beis HaKol. They sing them quietly, and then at the end of the bracha. Then Avarab, Avtah Hashem, Elokeinu, they're not Makba, you know, I don't know why, but they tell me they're Makba, Rav Henkin, they say the end of the bracha out loud. But if you're Makba, Rav Henkin, that's fine. You should do it. You should be consistent. But he did raise a point that if there's union of being much of the tzibur, the tzkara was being much of the tzibur, you have to say at least the beginning and the end of the bracha out loud. Minig of this yeshiva? I have no idea.
Shabbos is
different. The Shabbos is a little more complicated than anything. Minigan tells us to say it quietly. That was the Minigan I think the Minigan mirrors to say it quietly. So I would imagine the Minigan yeshiva is to say it quietly, based on that fact. But so I say it, I actually go down, but I don't say it totally quiet, so people can still hear it if they need to. That's what I try and do. That's not the minhag of the yeshiva necessarily. The person should be the samach gula, the tefillah person should not be mafzik even b'shiha ba'alma, more than teich deibur. However, if a person did not have any tefillah and he got to that point, so he should put on tefillah then without a bracha, and you make a bracha after davening. However, he says talis is not kedai to put on talis. That the extra time it takes to put on the talis, you put on the talis afterwards. Tefillah in the morning says it's betzim shayich to the tefillah. If a person, Mishabur says, if a person doesn't have tefillin, Rabbi Yerlach says, if a person doesn't have tefillin, what's better? Is it better to daven tefillin b'tzibur without tefillin, or wait till afterwards to be able to have tefillin? He's much agree, it's better to daven with tefillin to wait. So a person should wait before Shema, ready, he should say Shema and Shemanesi with tefillin, and then he'll wait, and he'll go back and put on tefillin and then daven.
What's considered the beginning of Shemini Esrei? Is it Hashem
Sfasai? Hashem Sfasai.
So as long as you said that with him,
you're okay. Yeah. The Sharsian points out, for a person in that situation, a person didn't get tefillin, only gets tefillin later in the day, you have to put on tefillin right away. Because you're not allowed to do malach, you're not allowed to eat before you do the mitzvah of tefillin. So this is, I'll put on tefillin by mincha. That's like, that's very nice. But as long as you don't eat anything and you don't do any malacha, or learn or anything like that, just space out for the next 3 hours.
Malacha?
That's a shalom. What's the fine of the malacha? But that's the halacha talks about in various cases by mincha talks about goes to what's considered malacha. Because how afraid you get involved with something else, you're going to forget. It's a mitzvah to rise. It's not greater than any other mitzvah.
Is only if you have your tefillin with you and you're just waiting to put it on, or it's even if you don't have any tefillin with you and you're not going to get them later.
If you don't have tefillin, so you can't. You're not. There's not a gzeri shemayim yimshach. But you should. The best thing is really to be maimon hashomer in that situation. Be maimon hashomer. I guess for the mincha thing, you could also be tefillin be maimon hashomer. Right. But there's no reason to wait. No reason to wait. Shabbos, regards to the hefsek on Shabbos. So it's not the. It's sad based on the way they learn up to Gemara that the history of Hefzik between Gula and Tefillah doesn't apply on Shabbos. So, if a person did finish the Gula Yisrael and he didn't start Shon Esrei yet, he answers the main. And that would be the Halacha L'maisa. A person should do that. That sounds, if you finish on Shabbos, really you could do that. There's a sheet to hold even Shabbos it applies, so the best thing is to be masculine beforehand a little bit.
Because it's a
machlokes? It's a machlokes,
So in the Shtar Tzibor, though, is saying the bracha gula then, and they should say it quietly, though, my understanding was that way people don't say Amen, you're not.
Were you here for that when I discussed that? Okay. We discussed that before. Okay. Shalom will tell you what the minhag is.
I guess I hope not.
Okay. So a person wants to, let's say a person, we discussed yesterday, Shalom is called, a person's waiting to answer Kaddish HaKadosh, and he wants to start early to be able to answer, he wants to wait. So in Shabbos and Yantuf, Shabbos, there's a Yeshar that you would be able to answer Kaddish HaKadosh at that point also. If you could start with the Chazan and go with the Chazan, so you'd go with the Chazan, but if not, so you got to that point, you want to answer Kaddish HaKadosh, your mommy said, go to Yisrael, and you realize you're about to get the Kadusha. So during the weekdays, you wouldn't answer Kadusha, but on Shabbos, because of the Shita, you would answer again, this be Kadosh Baruch. But the best answer over there, if that's the situation, is to wait a little bit earlier. Now, you don't want to shout Ligmar Skula again, so you try maybe to do it in a way which is. So in that situation, what?
Is that considered an onis? That you have to. Okay. Instead of Shalit Ligmar Skula,
no, you have. It's not an onis. It's not an onis in the person, not Roy. He made a decision to wait. In that situation, you go back to let's say you're already at that Shir Chadasha. You're holding Goyalenu Hashem Tzavok is, oh, the same Kedusha, Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh. So you go back to the beginning of that phrase, Tzur Yisrael. Emes v'yatziv emes v'muna, the person by mistake said emes, the wrong one in the emes v'yatziv in the evening, emes v'muna in the morning. So if you realize before he gets to the bracha, he goes back and corrects himself. If not, he's yotzei. If a person didn't say emes v'yatziv before Shemoneh Esrei, so he could say it afterwards, it would be proper at that point in time to say Shema with it also. Okay, Simon Samazayan, the person had a suffix if he read Kriya Shema, that he reads it again with the brachas. And the Mishabur raises the question, why the world you're reading with the brachas? Every other mitzvah you have a suffix, you read it, you do it. If it's misafik, you don't make the bracha misafik. So why over here do you make a bracha? So he says that it has to be, that which is a Gemara. He says you have to say that was the Tekanas Chazal, that by Shema, once you're reading Shema, even misafik, you make the bracha. If you have a suffix, you make the brachas. However, you do not repeat the brachas, obviously. If a person definitely read the first pasuk, and suffix if he read the rest of it, even so, you're still mechuyev to go back, because even though the Chara, you could argue that you're yotze the deraisa, so you go back in the situation. A person of a suffix, he read Parsha Sitzes and Vayomer and Bamas Yatziv. So he did not say scarcely see the Tzrayim yet, he would go back. There is actually a Mogan Rama says that yotze was Shiras Hayam. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it through Kivager, and some surfer disagreement said that you're not yotze over there. It doesn't talk about the Yitzia, it talks about the Kriyas Yamsa, which came later on. If a person knew for sure that he said Emes V'yatziv, but he's not sure if he said V'yomer or V'yomer and not Emes V'yatziv, so in that situation, he was not yotze the mitzvah, and he doesn't have to repeat it. If a person read Shema B'layla during Menash Moshes, suffering for yotze mitzvah the right, so you have to read it B'vada Laila, so he has to read it again. We spoke about that before several times. Shagasari says you're not yet to scarcity of time with thinking about it. I'm remembering you see things right, I thought about it. You have to actually express it. And the Chiyav, the Prima Gadol is a subject that didn't lie, is the derisa of the Rabbanon. Shagasari is my Chiyav that it's derisa. And if you're someone there, you're making a mitzvah for only your boys, so you could talk about the shadow of the bar mitzvah boy the first night, you know. Can he daven Marbin Hashmoshes? Can his Kriya the Rabbanon and Hashmoshes the Suffolk? He's still the Rabbanon. Can he might see his Chiyuv for afterwards? Or says the Rice. You can handle your shaylas about that. That's the Shagazari. Okay.